Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass Series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with the founder, Sharina Mayani, we are bringing to you over 30 experts who are going to support you in managing your time, your mindset, and your energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And today's guest, I'm super excited. She's going to be covering the number one issue she sees with entrepreneurs. Can't wait for her to tell us what that is and how we can get out of that issue. Sandra Fidelis has an MBA, and she is a behavioral finance expert that helps entrepreneurs break the cycle of not having enough money to creating a consistent six and multi-six figure income. Welcome, Sandra. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Diane. I'm excited to be here.
What exactly, before we jump into your topic, what exactly is a behavioral finance expert? I'm fascinated.
So typically the textbook definition of it is really looking at the behavior of people who, you know, trade stocks and who make those financial decisions, and really looking at how their biases affect that. And so, you know, through my training, my business training and my MBA, and then coupling that with actually working with entrepreneurs for the last 8 years, I have really been able to create a process where I can help clients really look at what their past behaviors are really causing, what ruckus is causing in their lives and in their business, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really about looking at what your patterns are and where you picked up these patterns that are allowing you to create your business in a certain way, and really having you leave a lot of money on the table.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. And before we jumped on to the record button, you shared with me what you are seeing as the number one issue entrepreneurs are having. So I'd love you to share that and what we can do about it.
The number one problem I see with entrepreneurs is that when it comes to money, at least, is that most people don't allow themselves to have to make more than enough or more than they need. And that's a big issue. Because one thing that it keeps you from doing is it keeps you from living the kind of lifestyle you want, right? Mm-hmm. So you hold yourself back from living a certain lifestyle and having enough money to invest back into your business so you can grow and scale your business. So that's the biggest issue I see that entrepreneurs struggle with.
Awesome. So what are we able to do about this? How did we end up in this position, and how do we get ourselves out of it?
So back to, you know, behaviors, right? So we really need to look at the foundation of your behavior around money. Like, where did you pick up your belief around what you deserve to make, right? Your income ceiling. Usually we pick that stuff up, that, you know, those beliefs and those patterns from early childhood, you know, as a lot of you know, we pick a lot of our behaviors up from our early childhood experiences. So it's really taking stock of what that is. And what I find is that when you bring that information up into the light of consciousness, that already causes a big shift in the way that you start showing up with money in your business and in your personal life.
I love it. Okay, so now we know that there's something in the way. How do we get rid of the ceiling?
So you get rid of the ceiling by, first of all, recognizing your own value, right? You can't make money and charge, you know, something. And I know that, you know, this is overused. People talk about, you know, charging your worth. And I don't necessarily believe that you need to charge your worth, because you can't really put, you know, a dollar amount on, you know, your level of worth. But really, you know, charging some sustainable prices, right? So looking at where you're leaving money on the table, where you're undercharging for your services, how you're not valuing the services that you offer to clients. That's one way. Another way to do that is to look at where you're leaving money on the table. And what I say, when I say leaving money on the table, is that you, with your life experience and, you know, and I could say this about anyone, you know, I could work with somebody who's just in their early 20s. And I feel like they have enough life experience to generate thousands of dollars a month extra in income, because we all have something that we can offer the world that brings value to it, right? So right now you have way more value, way more valuable ideas, and way more valuable services or products to offer the world than you recognize or you realize. So one of the things that I really love to do with clients is to really have them step into a prosperity mindset where they are able to tap into that, tap into those opportunities that they already have, you know, inside of themselves to create more income.
And how do you do that? How do you step into a prosperity mindset if you're have been in that mindset of, I can only make this much money?
That's a great question. And it takes some work. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to snap my finger and it's going to happen. It's really a shifting of your perspective as to, you know, what you're able to create. And I think that that's the key word. It's about being able to recognize that you are a creator and that you can create ideas that generate income, right? That's, I think, the biggest shift that you need to make, is to recognize that you in fact are going to be the one that is creating this extra, this additional income, and that you already have all the tools inside of you. And then we work with some, you know, modalities that allow you to really shift some of those patterns that you have with, you know, how you feel about money, your general relationship with money, and what you feel is possible for you, which allows you to then expand that income ceiling that you have currently.
Right. So if someone's watching this now, because I know someone is, who's like, okay, Sandra, I hear what you're saying, but can you give me one way, like one tangible thing that I know it's not going to shift everything right away, but what's one thing I could do sitting at home watching this that's going to make a difference in my mindset right now?
Okay. Let's do a little exercise then.
Okay.
So I want you to sit down and I want you to write a list of 20 things that you love to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It could be the most ridiculous activity or pastime that you love to do. So write 20 things that you love to do. Then I want you to close your eyes and connect with your, and just ask to connect with your higher power, with your subconscious, with, you know, whatever it is that you feel is that higher part of you that has access to information that maybe your conscious mind might not have. So you just close your eyes and connect with that. And then when you open your eyes, I want you to go through that list again. And I want you to write down next to each of those activities that you love to do, I want you to write down 1 to 2 income generating activities, products, or services that you can create for each of them. That in itself will allow you to see how much money you're able to generate and that you already have inside of you. And I think that that's a really practical step,
right,
for you to understand the creativity that you have and the ability that you have to already create this.
So what I'm hearing you say is make the list of things you love to do, close your eyes to kind of get present and grounded, and then go back and look at each as how you could generate money out of that activity. Is that what I'm hearing? I just want to make sure I'm hearing correctly.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. I think we forget what we love to do, especially when we do our business. Like, we get so focused on the business.
Yeah.
We forget what we actually love to do.
Exactly. And it becomes a job, you know, right, when you know, your business becomes, okay, now I have to make money and I have to do all these things that I really don't like. So just go back to, you know, the creativity that is already available to you to make money in a way that feels good and is fun.
I love that. I love that. And such a simple step too. Like, and that's what I'm hearing too, is changing your mindset and you're stepping into prosperity is simple, but not always easy.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah. So the patterns that we all have, that we all learned from parents and the media and, you know, society and community about what money is, it's, you know, they're deeply ingrained, and it takes effort and it takes intention for you to be able to change them, but it's not impossible. And you can definitely start to make changes every day that as you, you know, as you make those changes every day, you'll see how your income expands exponentially with every change you make very quickly.
I love it. I love it. Those, that important information we don't even think about, and what a great exercise you've given us, and exactly what we are, our goal for this whole event is to have people have tangible things that they can do that's going to move them forward. And I'm going to be doing that exercise tonight. I know that for sure. So
let me know how it goes.
I absolutely will. And if you will, I know you have a free gift. We were talking about it briefly and it sounds really interesting. So I'd love to hear you share about it. And the link will be in the email for you all to download so you can get more of Sandra's goodness.
Yeah, it's about what we're talking about, you know, which is how people, entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs, leave a lot of money on the table. And that comes in a few ways. It happens by, again, not really charging what your services are worth. And there's actually five ways that I found that entrepreneurs tend to sabotage themselves when it comes to money. And so I created a guide. It's called 5 Ways You're Leaving Thousands on the Table Each Month. And it's going to really show you the ways in which you're currently sabotaging your income potential by leaving money on the table. And it's going to show you how to remove the money leaks so you can add thousands of dollars to your income each month.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. I'm going to be downloading that one too. I love this. I get to download it. So thank you so much for spending time with us today, Sandra, and sharing that really important information. I never even thought about how past behaviors can really have that kind of an impact on our income and the way we generate money.
Yeah. It's really interesting information. And I think that, you know, just, and I'm glad you asked about that exercise. I think that, you know, just by doing that exercise, you'll experience a shift, not only a shift, but hopefully you can make some money from that right away.
Absolutely. I love that idea. And to all of you who are watching, thank you so much for watching. And we'd love to get an email back from this one where you had the masterclass. Let us know how the exercise turned out for you. What was the specific takeaway that you got so we can pass it on to Sandra so she can know what kind of impact she's having on the world and in the masterclass itself. So thank you for watching and let us know how things are going and what popped out for you, because we want to keep you in money flow and support you in creating an epic life and business. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.